Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. You know, I love doing this little five-minute segment. And so many people, you know, I travel all over the world, they say, I like that Faith the Facts. You pack so much revelation in that. Well, thank you for saying that. But, you know, revelation is revealed knowledge, and we need as much of that as we can. Jesus said, if you lack wisdom, pray for it, ask for it. And it's such a blessing of the Lord. You know, I answered a question not too long ago, and this person was so depressed, for lack of a better word to say it, because she said, people don't like me. I want to talk about today. They don't have to like you. They have to love Jesus. You see, you want everybody to like you. Who don't want somebody to like him? But you know what? That's all right. What they may not like is the Christ in you. See, you're persecuted for your righteousness for Christ's sake. Let me give you a great scripture so you'll understand. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, this is Paul writing to the church of Thessalonica, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. Think about that. You know, every time I preach, I don't mean this to sound terrible. I don't try to please anybody. My objective is to please the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when it's all said and done, I'm not going to stand before people. I'm going to stand before God. Here is another verse in St. John chapter 13, verse 34. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Now, in other words, you know, they don't have to like you, but they got to love you. See what I'm saying? You know, one time I heard Jesus say something that kind of freaked me out. You know, he said, them Pharisees are snakes, hypocrites, and vipers. I said, man, you don't like them. He said, that's right. But I went to the cross and died for them. Because I love them. Do you see what I'm trying to say here? So yes, you want everybody to like you and love you, but sometimes that just doesn't happen. And the reason why, they don't really know you. I've had people criticize me. I'm constantly being persecuted about something. And I just smile and they go, that don't seem to affect him. Water on a duck's back. You understand what I'm saying? I'm about the Father's business. But if you knew me, you would love me. I know that sounds arrogant, but it's not. If you just knew me, I'm really a nice person. I think so. Hey, he that does not tooteth his own horn, it won't get tooted. Let me pat myself on the back. Praise God. You see what I'm saying here? This is so wonderful because so many people, they walk around saying, man, nobody ever loved me or liked me. They don't have to, but they have to love Jesus Christ. But if you let your light shine and let it keep shining no matter what they say, like that little E.T., turn on the hard light. E.T. phone home. Remember that movie? Yeah. See what I'm saying? You wound up loving that little guy. You see, at first when the guy saw him, he was scared. Didn't like him. Oh, but then when you begin to know him, what happened? Then you want to ride a bicycle with him. Praise God. You just go on. Remember the movie? You know what I'm talking about. God's word is so true. And I tell you what, like I say, the reason why that happens, because they just don't know you. So let them know you through Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. The day will come when they'll say, wait a minute, this person is of great value. And I mean that sincerely. I'll give you another example. Daniel, they didn't like him. There was a big party going on. They didn't even invite him. But I like what Daniel said. Oh, I'm going to the party, whether y'all invite me or not, because I'm the only one can read that handwriting on that wall. You go read that in the scripture, you'll know what I'm talking about. See, so it didn't make no difference. Sometimes they don't invite me to do stuff, and you know, and I just smile and go, oh, I'm going to the party. Oh yeah, it's going to happen, son, because I'm the only one can read that handwriting on the wall. That's the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see what I'm saying? And you know what? I'm also a friend of sinners. That's what Jesus was. I don't just have Christian friends. I have sinner friends. Why? It's a great witness to let the light of Christ come out of you. You see what I'm saying? And let them see something that they don't have. And it's not religion. It's personal relationship, personal fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith that fact, and you will be a blessing going somewhere to bless. I hope you enjoyed today. I enjoy coming in your home or wherever you're watching this. And keep watching, and you will be blessed by it. Remember this. They don't have to like you, but they have to love Jesus. And if they love Jesus, they will eventually like you. Okay? This is Jesse the Planner from New Orleans saying, I love you. Faith the fact today. and watch God be a blessing to you.